Where to begin? I've been in this program a minute. Several people here saw me coming out of my hands and knees. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like today. So, stop me if you've heard this one before, but I grew up in a household of dysfunction. My parents, well-meaning people, you know, kind, they have their own dysfunction, trauma, whatever it is, and they're both pretty self-absorbed. They really mean well, but they just don't have much ability to think about other people. And so growing up as an only child, it didn't leave a lot of space for me. So I never really learned how to know how I was feeling. I'm not going to like pathologize them and say it's because of this or that or whatever, but I just really never developed the instinct to know, oh, I'm upset or I'm stressed out or whatever. I did get really, really good at distracting myself from these feelings that I didn't know I was having. So starting at the age of 7, which is around the time my parents split up, I started playing video games, I mean, compulsively. And again, because my mom didn't really give a shit what I was doing, it's kind of all I did. And it was a very, very effective tool at just distracting from feelings I didn't know I was having and then didn't know what to do with. But I was a really anxious kid, really anxious, and I had terrible insomnia. I would cry myself to sleep, frequently freaking out about dying someday, which maybe is normal, I don't know, but I just felt crappy a lot. But I never talked to anybody about it. And so, you know, things kind of continued like that for a while, some further trauma. when I was 6 and getting 12, my mom, who's French, just moved us to France. And when I was 12, I found out we were moving to France when we'd gone out to see my grandparents for the summer. The day before we're supposed to return, my mom says, I think we're gonna stay. Not even we're staying, just I think we're gonna stay. So not only are you spring this on me, but I don't even know for sure if this is happening. Again, she did her best. She means really well, but I learned not to trust people. I learned that my needs are my own problem. I learned that I couldn't go to people for my needs. I just kept it all bottled up and I just like did my thing. So as I got older and, you know, puberty and then an interest in romance and sex started, I was your typical obsessed with someone from afar. Oh, I will speed it up. Obsessed with someone from afar, but as soon as they showed any human flaws, instantly lose interest and of course never talk to them. And I probably would have continued to be an anorexic avoidant if I had not crossed paths with a sexually aggressive person, couple sexually aggressive people who taught me about sex, which became a far greater addiction. So fast forwarding a bit, you know, compulsive pattern of pornography, masturbation, starting at the age of like 12. And then once I got into a first relationship, compulsive infidelity until I was engaged, I had a newborn son, and I'd been having an ongoing thing with one person and innumerable one-night casual things with I, you know, who knows even know how many people. And thank God, my fiance at the time, she found my secret email address, busted me, and the walls came tumbling down. Because the reality is, I had to be high on sexual and romantic distraction just about 24/7 to deal with the terror of being a parent and of commitment and, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? And, oh my God, what is life? And, oh my God, who am I? And it was bananas. And so I blew my life up. I was completely dumbstruck. Some people in this room saw me then crying all the time. My therapist, who I just started seeing, suggested this program, and I came. And I was confused, and I was clueless, and so I just did what people told me. People told me, oh, you're a sex and love addict. And I was like, well, I don't think so, but whatever, I'm here. And I started sharing pretty quickly because I like attention. And like, it sounds funny, but I actually, genuinely, that's the reason I started sharing is like I was so desperate for attention and to be seen that I would start like trauma dumping and I'd feel better. And it was kind of crazy because I'd never opened up to anybody about any of this stuff. So I'd come in here weeping and just trauma dump, and I kept doing it, and I kept wanting to do it. And, you know, as a people pleaser, I wanted to do it right. I wanted to do program right, so I would get a sponsor. And I looked for the perfect sponsor, and I couldn't find him. So after months, I just picked the first dude who seemed like he had his shit together and put his hand up at the sponsorship thing. And he's still my sponsor. And again, being a people pleaser really worked out for me in this program because I wanted to be my sponsor's best sponsee. So he'd give me assignments and I'd take it really seriously. I want my sponsor to think I'm great. And I didn't understand how reading some stuff and writing some stuff was gonna make me not wanna cheat on my fiance. But I had tried my best on my own sort of instincts and it hadn't worked out. So fuck it, I had nothing to lose. So he would have me read some stuff, write some stuff, get on my knees and pray. I didn't get it, but I did it. And the more I did it, the more peace I found. I didn't feel good, but I didn't feel shitty. Thank you, I hear that. 4 minutes left. So I worked the steps. I took it seriously because I knew my life depended on it. My fiance called things off. She left the state with my son. I was not sure I would ever see them again. I didn't even know what I wanted. I didn't even know if I wanted them to come back. I didn't know anything. So I just did the work. And I was given the gift of desperation and willingness. And it worked. My life is completely different. And I really hope this doesn't come across as a humble brag because I'm not special, I'm truly not special. The only thing special about me is that I was willing to do the work and I was willing to take it seriously as if my life depended on it. That's the only distinction between me and anyone else in this room. If there is, right, you may have that. I was given a set of tools that allow me on a daily basis to operate like a sane person, even if I don't feel like I am. I learned that I'm not living for those impulses that just want to be satisfied. I've learned that there's a greater purpose and value to my life and to my actions. That's new. The idea of God, the idea of doing something for others, not out of this selfish, covert want to be the best, but simply for the sake of doing it. All of those were novel things that I wasn't willing to do. And in all of that, I've learned to appreciate myself and to respect myself. And it sounds trite to say, but let me give you some examples. 6 weeks ago, I started with a personal trainer, which is the biggest sign of growth I've ever experienced, because in my entire life, I've never exercised and I've actively fought against it. I'm middle-aged now, and my body's starting to wear down, and I feel pain. And normally, I would just ignore it and distract, and now I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this thing that's really unpleasant and uncomfortable, and I hate everything about it, but I know it's going to benefit me, and it's gonna let me be strong and healthy for a long time for my family, for myself. And I give myself time every morning to like geek out on green tea. I have my time in the morning. I would never be willing to tell my wife like, oh, I know you want me to do this thing, but I'm gonna say no to you, and I'm gonna set a boundary, and I'm just gonna take some fucking time for myself. That's a tremendous sign of growth for me. So, you know, I'm not even gonna go into specifics of what my life looks like today because it doesn't matter. All I'll say is I operate like a completely different person and I'm able to take time for myself in a way I never could before, and you can too. It's very simple. Get a sponsor, work the steps. If you leave this meeting with not a thing that I've said except this, get a sponsor, work the steps, the rest is interesting at best, right? Get a sponsor, work the steps. Quickly, the steps are pretty straightforward. 1, 2, 3, what the hell is going on? I can't figure this out. Something else has to help me. Thank you. 4, 5, what the hell did I do? 6, 7, why the hell did I do it? Right? 8, 9, all right, let's fix what's behind us so that 10, 11, 12, I can move forward as a functional person, right? It's a simple set of tools that bypass the dysfunctional impulse to distract and instead give us ways of being of service to others, of service to ourselves, thoughtful, and functional. It's simple but not easy, right? The spiritual component, I don't want to put too fine a point on it. I came in here a pretty staunch agnostic, and I have a firm belief in a God of my understanding. It doesn't have to be, you know, bearded sky guy. It can be whatever you want. Thank you, I hear that. This power can and will restore you to sanity if you let it. And it's willing, you just gotta ask. So, again, Tim, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate all of you. Thanks for giving me the space. And I will resume the format.